David Byrd. The whistleblower at the center of Congress's impeachment inquiry says President Donald Trump abused his office by trying to get Ukraine's help in next year's election and that the White House tried to cover it up. We get more on the story from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The whistleblower complaint gives more detail about a July phone call where the president urged Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and alleges White House officials knew that was bad, so they tried to lock down all details of the call. Acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire told a House panel the complaint does allege serious wrongdoing by the president. But
all we have is an allegation.
One top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says isn't worth much.
There is nothing in there that is impeachable.
The president's blasting it as the act of desperate Democrats.
They're going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says what he's done is the actual reason.
They have no choice.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Voters, meanwhile, are concerned about the political impact of the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. We get details on that from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Democrat David Shulman calls President Trump an embarrassment.
Disgrace the office of the president.
Even so, the San Francisco resident says he is concerned about going for impeachment.
It creates a big political risk for the Democrats.
Republican Joan Reinke says she fears the inquiry will hurt both parties.
The Democrats are not going to get out of it unscathed either. And neither are the Republicans. It's going to be a lose-lose-lose situation.
In interviews with more than 50 voters across the country, Republicans overwhelmingly oppose the inquiry. Independents and Democrats are mixed, a number of them saying the best way to oust Trump is through the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister says his country is willing to buy more U.S. products, and both sides are showing goodwill ahead of new trade talks. Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the statement in New York on Thursday. He said that recently both sides have displayed some goodwill. For example, the U.S. side has waived tariffs on many products, and so on the Chinese side, we are willing to buy more products that are needed by the Chinese market. Wang noted that the U.S. has already waived tariffs on several products that China purchases. High-level trade talks between the U.S. and China are set to resume October 13th after making little progress all summer and creating uncertainty among investors. The UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of the 2015 agreement with world powers. An International Atomic Energy Agency report said technologically advanced centrifuges at Iran's Natanz facility were accumulating or had been prepared to accumulate enriched uranium. The developments breach a landmark deal that world powers reached that places limitations on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of that accord. The Pentagon said Thursday it plans to send 4 radar systems, a battery of Patriot missiles, and about 200 personnel to bolster Saudi Arabia's defenses after the largest ever attack on the kingdom's oil facilities this month. The deployment details clarify the Pentagon's announcement last week that it planned to deploy more forces after the September 14th attack on the world's biggest crude oil processing facility. The U.S. blames Iran for that attack. Tehran has denied responsibility. The Republican-led Senate confirmed lawyer Eugene Scalia as the new Secretary of Labor. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Eugene Scalia, one of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's 9 children, is President Donald Trump's new labor secretary. In a party-line 53-43 vote, the Senate approved Scalia's nomination on Thursday. Scalia succeeds Alexander Acosta, who resigned in July amid criticism for his handling of a 2008 secret plea deal with financier Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was U.S. attorney in Miami. Scalia becomes the 7th former lobbyist to hold a cabinet-level post in the Trump administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.